Hello, and welcome to Travel Fun. My name is Mary Beth Clementi, and I'm the host of this talk show on travel. And this week, I am going green. The theme is green hotels. And I was fortunate to experience two top green hotels, both in Colorado. One in Beaver Creek, the other in Snowmass recently, this off season. And I just thought they were so hot and swanky and cutting edge that I felt like I had to do a story on them. So my first guest is Jeffrey Burrell. He's the director of operations for the Westin Riverfront Resort and Spa at the base of Beaver Creek Mountain. And my second guest is Jeff David. He's the general manager of the Viceroy Snowmass, a brand new property. And both of these hotels are very green. In fact, the Westin Riverfront has been awarded Silver LEED certification. And we are going to find out what makes hotels green. I would like to welcome Jeffrey Burrell to Travel Fun. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, how are you?
Good, it's great to have you here.
And thank you for having me.
You know, that's quite a distinction. Beaver Creek, this Westin property is the first green property of its kind, Silver LEED certification in Colorado, and
right.
Only the ninth hotel in the U.S.
That is correct.
And it opened fall 2008?
Yes, September of 2008 we opened our doors.
What makes it so green?
Well, I think you know, the vision of our developer to create and protect the environment that we're located in was the driving force, not just because it's the right thing to do, but just because it just makes more sense. A green building operates more efficiently. It's better for the environment. It just runs the gamut of things, and it's just such an amazing place where we live and work. We wanted to protect that, and it just made sense.
And what kinds of elements go into the construction of a LEED certified building?
Well, one of the big requirements is that you source your materials locally. So all of our wallboard came from gypsum directly. It didn't go to distributors first. It came directly, just literally down the road. We use a lot of local stonework. The immense amount of glass in our building captures as much daylight as possible so we can minimize the use of electricity. We use materials such as recycled tires on our roof for our roof tiles. And like our carpet and our paint, all of those don't have those chemicals that you smell that, you know, when you move into a new home and you've got that smell, you're actually smelling chemicals which are detrimental to your health. But we didn't use any of those in the construction and design of this facility.
Is it more expensive to build green?
It's a little bit more on the front end. Some estimates go anywhere from 2 to 10% more. We figured our cost to be about 5% more than what it would have cost to not build green, but you make up those savings exponentially after the fact in that, you know, because the building is easier to maintain, it doesn't have as much, you know, you're not dealing with the harsh chemicals, it's easier and better for your staff. You'll make your money up in the long run.
And I'm reading here that 50% of the resort's electricity comes from renewable sources, including
yeah.
wind power.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
We pay the electric company, and for the life of me, I can't think of their name. But yeah, we're wind powered. 50%. We're looking to go 100% in 2011. That's definitely a big part of who we are. And it's a little bit more expensive per month, but again, to us, it's the right thing to do.
Do you have solar panels as well that you use?
We do not, and we've actually been working with a couple of different consultants to see how we could capture some solar energy to help with pool heating and things like that. So that's down the road. We're definitely looking at that, though.
It seems to me now, I have not visited many green homes or properties, but it seems that most of them have a look, a feel that's very contemporary, styly. I say contemporary, but also a sort of a timelessness about it. A little cutting edge. Definitely your property is swanky.
Thank you.
So how does that tie into being green, the look of a green property?
Well, I think particularly looking at our property, a lot of the elements we chose to use in the design was using natural elements. So there's a lot of stone and a lot of natural woodwork throughout the building. And then also using, the use of glass to bring the outside in, to break it, just kind of to create kind of a zen-like just overall feel of the place. And then in addition to maintaining that is using, the proper types of cleaning solutions so that you don't mask the naturalness with that chemical smell that you might be familiar with in a lot of other hotels.
And also there are lots of little touches that convey that you are concerned about the environment and people's well-being overall. Mm-hmm. For example, the water program that you have at the Avondale restaurant. Talk about that.
Our folks at Avondale, they bottle their own water. They do a still as well as a sparkling, and they use an on-site distillation process, so we don't have to bring in all these extra plastic bottles, and they bottle it here on site. And they also have a great program where half of the money that they make from that program goes to a variety of charitable causes throughout our local community. So that's a great program that they've got. It's a great product,
and it's a way of giving back. Also, the staff is very service oriented. Of course, it's a lovely Western property, but service-oriented, yet in a unpretentious manner, efficient and friendly. And what I liked is they all wore these name tags that said their passion, whether it be music, cooking, surfing. And I found that was a great way to engage with the different people working at the hotel.
Exactly, yeah. That's a great program, and we all have a passion for where we are and what we do, but wearing our passions on our lapel, if you will, it does. It creates an immediate connection with guests because many guests share the same passions that we do.
Do you think that people staying at your hotel are choosing it because it is a green property?
I didn't used to think that, but the more guests I speak to, It's amazing how many guests come up to us and just thank us for really doing, really putting on a grand scale what you can do with green. And it's really refreshing to know that there are people out there, the traveling public, that are really concerned about that sort of thing, as much as we are, if not more.
And I think it's important to note that you have a fantastic spa there.
Oh, yes.
And it also carries through with the zen-like theme and very much oriented to strong sense of health and well-being in a natural setting. But I think what really impressed me the most is you have a saline pool.
Oh, yes, yes. Our salt, it's as close to swimming in the ocean without literally going to the ocean. It's so much better for your skin, and we're using literally almost no chemicals to keep that thing balanced. It's all natural salt. We use just a little bit of chlorine to kill the things that don't need to be in there, but it's as natural to swimming in the ocean as you can be on land.
And you even have triathletes training there early mornings.
We do. We do. Our Master Swim program has many, many people. Many of the local athletes train here, and it's just a great facility. Dedicating that much space to health and wellness is unheard of in this industry, and we've got more health and wellness space than we have banquet space, which I think that really tells the story of what our developer wanted to do here.
Certainly anybody interested in swimming has to stay there and use that extraordinary saline-filled lap pool. Mm-hmm. And plus, I think I heard that there aren't too many screaming kids around.
There aren't. There aren't. Because it is a fitness pool, it's not really... I mean, it's good for families, but it's kids, let's face it, kids like to splash around and they like to, you know, run around. This pool is more of a fitness pool, and it's in a kind of a pristine setting. So the setting itself kind of keeps the kids in line, if you know what I mean. But we have a nice balance.
So definitely a great spot for the summer. Another
Absolutely.
Terrific spot for the summer right on your premises is the Avondale restaurant that we mentioned. And I heard that you have the largest south-facing deck in the region.
Oh, our deck is amazing, yes. And each Friday, starting June 18th, they're going to be doing the Friday Afternoon Club, which, quite frankly, last summer just recreated what the Friday Afternoon Club in the Valley was all about. It's live music. It's the best food you'll find anywhere, and it's just quite the scene. And like you said, the deck faces Beaver Creek Mountain, and it's by far the most beautiful setting in the valley.
Another bonus is you have a gondola that leaves directly from the premises.
Mm-hmm.
And is that free?
That is free, and that's open during when Beaver Creek Mountain is running. That's open, and you don't need a ski pass to get on it, but it'll take you to the lower part of Beaver Creek Mountain, and from there you take an express lift, and you're literally on the ski runs minutes after you leave our building. So okay. That's great.
So that doesn't run in the summer?
It doesn't run in the summer, unfortunately.
Okay, unfortunately. Yeah. Do you, Jeff, are there any drawbacks to building or to someone staying in a hotel that is green? Is there anything? I know that I like to focus on positives, and I'm sure you do.
Right.
But do you think that there's anything that people should know about in advance to sort of mentally prepare themselves that they might, find different in regular hotels?
I don't think so. I think you can be as green as you want to be in your daily life, and because we've done all the work and to recreate the luxury experience in a responsible and sustainable manner, I don't think a guest actually would feel it. And we have different programs in place that they can participate or not participate. Like if they want fresh sheets every day, we're going to give them fresh sheets every day. But I don't think they're really going to notice it. And I think more people than not are really going to truly appreciate what responsible, sustainable development can be. And I think we've got the prime example of that anywhere that I've ever seen.
Okay. I have been visiting with Jeffrey Burrell, Director of Operations for the Westin Riverfront Resort and Spa, Colorado's only Silver LEED certified property, and only 9 in the U.S. That's something else. Only 9 so far. I'm sure there are more on the way. And the website is Westin Riverfront Avon.com. Jeff, is there anything you'd like to add?
I don't think so. It's been a great pleasure, and please come by and see us anytime. We'd love to have you.
Have a terrific summer, and have a cocktail on that beautiful deck for me.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'll never say enough, 'cause it was not said to you. That's exactly what I need to do if I end up with you. Should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Or would it be
away? Hello, and welcome back to Travel Fun. I am continuing with this week's theme, which is green travel, and specifically what makes a hotel green. And I had the pleasure, as I mentioned earlier, of discovering 2 exceptional green properties right here in our own beautiful state of Colorado recently. And I have another Jeff on the phone. After having just chatted with Jeff Burrell from the Westin in Beaver Creek, I have Jeff David, who is the general manager of the Viceroy Snowmass. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Travel Fun.
Hi. How are you?
Great. And, you know, I have to say, I had no idea that all of this green construction was happening in Colorado in terms of hotels. And, well, I'm saying all of this, actually, your select group. There aren't too many of you. And bravo for all of your accomplishments and maintaining and achieving sustainability. The Viceroy Snowmass just opened in November 2009.
That's correct, yes.
And it is in the process of obtaining its LEED certification, is that correct?
Correct, yeah. We're accredited for a silver status, and it's a matter of any week now. We hope to have our certification.
Now, I find it interesting on your website, which is viceroysnowmass.com, you have some information about the sustainability of your property, and it defines LEED silver, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen this, L-E-E-D, and LEED defines green building as the practice of using processes that are environmentally responsible and resource efficient to reduce the overall impact of the built environment on human health and the natural environment. Talk more about what was actually done to make the Viceroy green.
Oh, actually, everything from construction to operations. The LEED certification is starting to be the trend of more like code and compliance for how buildings are going to be constructed in the future. So that's always a positive note to be future-proof. But anything from the materials, our recycled materials, to our state-of-the-art insulation, the high-performance windows, and, you know, the efficient use of our energy controls are what generally make us green. And then when it's open, it's our practices that also make us green as well, such as we have 16-ounce bottles of shampoo, so we don't have the small conventional hotel shampoos and soaps, so we have refillable dispensers that are actually sleek and sustainable at the same time.
And speaking of bottles, upon check-in, guests are presented with their own very handsome Viceroy water bottle.
Yeah, that's correct. We try to encourage people. We have water stations populated all over the property. To bring your own water bottle, we'll still have cups, but to minimize the use of all the cups, we have, and the water bottle itself actually has a little mission statement about our sustainability as well.
And in terms of other features, you mentioned the bathrooms, and there's not a whole lot of waste involved with all the various amenities. You also have low-flow fixtures and all kinds of other systems put in place for people to be more ecological themselves within each unit.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. Once again, starting as a luxury hotel, the trend of being consistently eco-friendly but not getting too over-the-top sustainable, and it's in your face. I think it's put in a very subtle way.
There won't be a compost pile in the kitchen?
No, there won't be compost piles. We won't have burlap bags everywhere. Actually, there's a good way to be sleek and sustainable at the same time.
And don't you think sleek and sustainable seem to go together? Because the few properties, both hotels and houses that I've visited, do seem to have that combo. I've yet to see old world style recreated in a sustainable building.
That's correct.
That might happen, but I think sleek and sustainable go best together. Something else that I noticed, and I was glad to experience it firsthand, that you have kitchenette units, and I'm sure some of them are full-on kitchens within the Viceroy, and that the appliances seem to be unplugged daily, the toaster and the coffee maker and all of that. And I have to say that really had an impact on me. I do that when I go away for more than a long weekend, but to do that on a daily basis. And since then, I've started unplugging my appliances regularly at home, just like I unplug my telephone charger.
Yeah, those are some best practices that we do. And in fact, funny you should say appliances. All our appliances are ENERGY STAR rated and high efficiency. Every unit except for our studio units, which is about 40 of our 173 units, have washer dryers that are high efficiency, as well as all our countertop stoves are actually induction, which is the use of magnetic airwaves. So A, they're safe for children, but B, they use very little energy.
Well, I think experiencing a property such as the Viceroy or the Westin in Beaver Creek is a great way to be introduced into these many different features of green building practices and to kind of pick up, oh, well, I could do this at home, or transfer that into your daily life.
Mm-hmm.
So you're setting a great example.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we have a lot of pride in what we do. In fact, we had Bobby Kennedy speak to the staff just to talk about the practices. He's been a very influential speaker in government, especially in the Northeast. And he's part of the River Keepers Alliance, and we had a big philosophical, cultural kind of program with the staff, so they see the big picture rather than just the recycling tubs everywhere.
That's great. And, you know, speaking of where you are situated in Aspen or Snowmass, really the area needed a property such as yours, something real kind of edgy and sleek and also green. There really was a void in the market there and in the Aspen-Snowmass area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's it's a great testament to the product, especially the design.
Do you think that most hotels that are going to be constructed here on out will be green building and will be employing green practices?
Yeah, I really think that what we're practicing now with the Westin is going to be compliance and building code in the future. I really think that it's starting from the government down, that these are just best practices that I think the trend is that they're becoming more and more standard as well as cost efficient, when I think the biggest deterrent was that people had to retrofit solar panels or redo all their windows and saw a big investment. I do think the trend is that it's going to be more and more affordable to be efficient.
Okay, so you're at the beginning of that trend. Good for you.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what's happening in Snowmass this summer. First of all, you have it's going to be the first summer that the gondola is running up to base camp, so people who like to hike and bike, they'll enjoy that.
Oh, yeah. The Aspen Ski Company has invested a lot of time and energy to make it a very bona fide ski and also summer destination. So we have this wonderful network of gondolas with hiking, biking, horseback riding, fishing, frisbee golf, etc., that will all be easily accessible by our gondolas and our chairlifts.
Any major events that you want to cite?
Oh, we have everything from Jazz Aspen Snowmass to Chili Pepper Brew Fest to actually Aspen Food and Wine. I think that there's, with all the amenities we're offering in Snowmass, there's a big synergy between Aspen and Snowmass that was synergistic in the winter, and I think the summer has a wonderful tie-in with that as well.
Okay. I have been visiting with Jeff David, General Manager of the brand new, we can say that, Viceroy in Snowmass. And the website is viceroysnowmass.com. Jeff, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, we just hope to see you. And just keep an eye on our website because we're changing our specials on a monthly basis.
Right. And you also have a very stylish-looking restaurant on the premises, much like the Weston Riverfront. They're known for their restaurant as well. So I've heard quite a few locals are flocking there, so people can go to both your restaurant and spa, even if they're not staying at the hotel. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, locals take up more than half our patrons in that restaurant, which is a nice testimony to the community embracing us.
It sure is, and we love that local feel here in these mountain towns, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do.
Jeff, all the best to you. Have a great summer, and thanks for being a guest on Travel Fun.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Rain is harder when you're on top. 'Cause when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So wipe that dirty smile off, we both been making up. I've cried my heart out, now I've had enough. Oh,
welcome back to Travel Fun. I'd like to thank my guests once again, Jeff Burrell from the Weston Riverfront at Beaver Creek and Jeff David from Viceroy Snowmass for talking about their stunning and sustainable green properties in Colorado. I am going to be blogging about them, so if you'd like to listen to the interview again, I'll likely have this up as a podcast in not too long. And that will be at my website blog, which is bonjourcolorado.com. Do check it out. I have some great podcasts there. I have the Ken Burns interview I did. I also recently posted an interview with Kate Betts, and Kate is a leading fashion and style writer in the country. And she talked about style and travel and also her upcoming book, which is about Michelle Obama, The Power of Style. So you can listen to what she has to say at bonjourcolorado.com. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in the blue.
Fly with me, float down to Peru.
In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you.
Fly with me, we'll take off in the blue.
Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied,
we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so very near.
You might even hear a gang of angels cheer just because we're together.
Weather-wise, is such a cuckoo day.
You just say those words, we'll whip those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect,
perfect
for a flying
honeymoon.
They do say, come on, fly with me, let's fly away.
Do, 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 do.
I get you up.